Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports, as we continue on with our news and notes in Major League Baseball. Our very own Andy Pondillo is joining us tonight at YSR. And before we went to break, we were talking about some of the trades that went down, how surprising some of the moves were. David Price sent to the Tigers. The Red Sox send their ace, John Lester, to the A's. John Lackey with the Cardinals. Okay, so what kind of impact do you see these trades have on their respective teams?
Well, a lot of these teams are looking to improve their pitching. That's a consistent thing, is that they need that 1-2-3 punch once they get to the first round. When you, sometimes you see the ALCS, NLCS, World Series, you get stretched out a little more. Sometimes you have to win with your offense. Sometimes you have to win with good defense. Sometimes it's a combination of everything. But I feel like in these short series, a lot of teams are concerned about the short five-game series where you really test your top three, because it's all you need are three pitchers. And if you get a lead in a five-game series, you get a 1-2 lead, it's over. It doesn't matter what you did in the regular season through the first 162. If you can run a David Price and a Max Scherzer out there back-to-back and take that early lead, you are going to have a good chance at winning that series. And, you know, that's one thing that Verlander pointed out about Oakland when they made that Samardzija trade, that Oakland was trying to load up on pitching because they've been beat by Detroit twice in a row. So they're trying to load up on pitching to compete with them. John Lester, a guy that's won two World Series titles, I would say that is plenty to compete with the Tigers this year. I think if we were to see these two teams, the two teams in the American League that made the moves this year, we see them face off in the first round or even in the second round, I think it could be a lot of fun to see a third rematch.
Who do you see, or what team perhaps benefited the most with some of the trades at the deadline?
I would say Oakland, because even though Oakland's had a great year this year, they've outscored their opponents by an extreme margin. They had a kind of a makeshift pitching staff. They lost pitchers in the offseason. They had to throw it together a little bit. They had to go get a Jesse Chavez. They had to go get a Scott Kazmir, who I didn't even mention in the last segment. You know, he's their fourth starter, and you could lump Scott Kazmir in the Cy Young race. He could be a top 10 Cy Young guy this year, who they just picked up off the scrap heap, pitched with the Indians last year, came out of independent ball playing over in Sugarland. So to see Kazmir doing what he's doing and then make some additions to that rotation, because you can't expect a makeshift rotation to get you through a playoff season. We see it a lot. I feel like the Milwaukee Brewers are the best example. Their rotation, it's good. But if you throw those guys in a postseason series and they have to face off against the Giants, they have to face off against the Dodgers, it's like you don't even have a chance. So with Oakland, as good of a regular season team as they were, I didn't think they were a good postseason team until they got a Samardzija, until they got John Lester. And now they can complement those guys who have had the miracle seasons, add depth to the rotation, and it becomes an absolute juggernaut. But, you know, one thing I've really looked at when you look at Oakland is they traded one of their key run producers in Cespedes over to the Red Sox. While they had to make the move, they had to go for it right now. The risk you run when you give up depth at another position is that if one of their guys goes down offensively, all of a sudden they could be stretched very thin, because they got rid of one of their key guys in the middle of the order. Coco Crisp already on the DL, their leadoff guy. Don't know when he's coming back, so it makes that lineup look a little more thin, so they're going to have to win games through their pitching.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, although the A's are winning, you got to be very concerned in terms of offensively with Cespedes' loss.
You've seen their offense drop quite a bit. Right. I believe more of that is because of Coco Crisp than it is Cespedes. Coco Crisp, a great on-base guy, guy that makes things happen at the top of the lineup. The most important slots in the lineup, in my opinion, are one and two. So if you take your leadoff guy out, who's one of the better top upper tier leadoff men in the game, you're gonna feel a pretty big impact from that. And then you also get rid of one of your best run producers. It just puts a lot more pressure on Josh Donaldson, puts more pressure on that three catcher combination they got going in Norris, Jaso, and Vogt. So you're gonna have to see some production from different guys in the lineup. Fortunately for them, I feel like Jed Lowry started to come back a little bit. He's had a down year compared to what he did last year. He's one of their top guys at the top of the order. You also see Josh Reddick, who's come off an injury, has banged out a few home runs, and Johnny Gomes coming back to the Oakland Athletics. Not a big guy, perhaps, in terms of star power, but this guy seems to find a way to get it done for key teams.
Our Andy Pondillo, he definitely knows his stuff right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, breaking it all down. I mean, it is the month of August this season. It is quickly. It has just passed by us so fast. So you look at the pennant race. I mean, who are you in favor of right now?
it's tough. You know, you look at these teams in the American League that loaded up on pitching, you ask, how could anybody beat them? I would rival and say that these teams out in the West could, in the National League West, could wreak havoc for everybody. And that, namely, is the San Francisco Giants. While falling into second place, the star-studded Dodgers continue to run this thing. Let's not forget this pack of Giants players. They just seem to get it done. And Tim Hudson coming in there, he's done great. Matt Cain's been kind of a lost season for him, but Madison Bumgarner, he just keeps doing what he's doing. And, you know, they got Buster Posey, Hunter Pence, a lot of fun guys. Not a star-studded cast by any means, but they know how to get it done. Bruce Bochy knows how to get it done. And there's one thing in baseball, it's experience. And that's why I felt like John Lester move was so big for Oakland. People that have been there before and won before, I like the Giants if they get it. Even if it's through the wild card, they got to go through the one game. I look at them as a sneaker team. And for whatever reason, people don't really gravitate towards the Giants every year. Even with the two World Series years, they weren't the favorite. I think they become my favorite if they get in the postseason. Also, look at the Washington Nationals, who, though being in first place, have greatly underachieved for what they put on their roster this year. They're a team that could put together a late run.
Okay, I want to back up for just a moment. Talking about the Giants, what about the Dodgers? I mean, obviously both likely to make postseason runs, but they're longtime rivals. I mean, they're going to relish beating each other out for perhaps that division title.
See, the Dodgers are a juggernaut facing in the first round on the playoffs. I think they can get to the NLCS pretty easily, assuming they win this division title. Now, if you go into that wild card game, you know, everything's up for grabs. You don't know who's going to win that. They get in the division series. Kershaw, Greinke, that's going to be extremely difficult to beat. I think that the Giants and Nationals could give them a fight, but if you put the Brewers, Cardinals, or just any team from the NL Central, I think they're going to get swept or done in four games versus the Dodgers this season. So I'm looking at them to get at least to the second round in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like their offense as much as a lot of people do for a postseason team. You have to separate regular season and postseason. Regular season, Dodgers are a very good team. I don't know if I necessarily like their ability to win a 3-2 game in the postseason. It's not all about scoring runs in postseason baseball. It's about what do you do in those close games. How do you move runners? The Dodgers are more of a team that likes to sit back and slug the ball, not necessarily the team that plays hit and run. You know, D. Gordon's been very special at the top of the order, but a lot of power guys in the middle of the lineup. I look for teams in postseason like Oakland, like San Francisco, and definitely like Boston last year, teams that move the runners.
You know, I'm interested to ask you, too. You're talking about the Giants. You know, they're a team that typically they run a little bit under the radar. What do you think will be the recipe for their success to have a deep run?
It's all about pitching for them, and that's what it's been the other two World Series that they run. Brandon Belt, he's been kind of a loss this year. He's been hurt. I think they need to get Belt back. They need to get steady production at the first base position. Pablo Sandoval, his career has been a roller coaster, depending if he gets skinny panda, fat panda, somewhere in between panda. Mm-hmm. You really don't know what to expect from him. The constants there, though, are Hunter Pence, Buster Posey, two professional hitters in the middle of that order. While they're not your big Hanley Ramirez's, they're not your Matt Kemp's, they're not your star-studded cast of the Dodgers. These guys are consistent, they know how to win games, and I would expect them to get it done in postseason play. So they're the type of team, once again, if you get a good pitching effort, I prefer that offense to score three runs by moving runners around the bases versus the Dodgers moving runners around the bases. That's why I always like the Giants, is because they know how to win close games, and there's something to be said about that in postseason play.
Well, it is exciting watching these pennant races. The NL West two-team race, the differences, the similarities, you've been breaking it all down. The NL East, I mean, obviously, I mean, Andy, we've talked about this even off air. I mean, it's a very not-so-good division, a horrible division. Yet the Nationals could prove to be one of the most dangerous teams.
I think they could be. And just look at that lineup. It's so stacked. Anthony Rendon, one of the best young players. Denard Span's been a good pickup for them. Ryan Zimmerman's been out, but so what? Jason Worth, Bryce Harper, if he ever figures it out. There's so much hope for this team. They go and get Asdrubal Cabrera, one of the better second basemen. Maybe not Asdrubal from a few years ago. Move him over to second base. You have a shortstop caliber player ranging at second base. There's definitely a lot of pluses on this team, just raw talent on this team. They should be able to get to a World Series. I feel like 2 years in a row now, they didn't get through the Division Series 2 years ago. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs. It makes me scratch my head how this team is not the best team in baseball. But the great thing about postseason is you always have a chance, no matter what you did in regular season, no matter how easy your division was. So I think the Nationals run out a great team.
Always a pleasure to have Andy Pondillo joining us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Once again, we always want to extend for you to tell all the listeners where they can go and check out your podcast. You got some great stuff out there.
Yeah, it's blasting off on ComingTowsHill.com.
Okay, we're very anxious to have you back again. Thanks, Andy.
No problem, as always.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and we will be right back.